Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final hour of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will be there in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com.
All right, let's get to the play-by-play call.
There we go.
An offensive lineman catches a touchdown pass. It's like, let's pretend we've never seen it before.
Boy, I'd love to see them throw to Lane Johnson.
Look out for Lane.
Hurts under center. Motion to the near side of the field. Hurts fakes. Looks. Fires. Touchdown, Lane Johnson!
Don't you just love that?
Merrill even called it. How about that? They call it East Texas.
They're playing the Giants.
Yeah, and they took advantage. You get everybody involved for these games.
Ay. Okay. You're playing the Giants. I mean, your wins now of late have been the Giants, the Lions, the Jets. I mean, you're really not exactly. Okay. They gave you a last place schedule, to your credit. Taking advantage of it. What is your significant win this year? Have you beaten anybody over 500? I'm just asking. I don't know.
That would be a no, but...
So you haven't beaten a single team over 500?
Yeah, it's been... Oh, Denver. Sorry, Denver.
You beat Denver.
Yeah.
Which lost to the Raiders yesterday? Okay.
Beat correct, but in the thick of it for the playoff hunt there in the AFC still.
Yeah. You beat Denver.
I would put that as the signature win this year, because that really got things going through the second half of the season.
Okay. There you go.
By the way, Boise State has officially withdrawn from the Arizona Bowl because of COVID. And now that opens up the possibility that Central Michigan can play Washington State in the Sun Bowl. But, oh, by the way, Arizona Bowl seeking a replacement. And they play also on Friday. So, as our buddy Brett McMurphy says, this could get interesting.
Well, you get more money going to El Paso. I don't know. Now, see, Boise, I don't know what their injury situation is, but they could have guys in the transfer portal. Again, it's about numbers. Numbers are created not just by, we got COVID problems. Well, yeah, that's one of your problems. Most of these are the combination of the three together. If you didn't have the COVID problem, you could play. If you didn't have the injury problem, you could probably play. If you didn't have the transfer problem, you could probably play. It's the combination of all three, usually, not always, but usually. And then COVID just ends up putting you over the top, like, yeah, great. But the Nick Carpellari, who is the head of the Football Bowl Association, and he has not been happy with some of the I think what you're going to see is you're going to find a couple things. You're going to find he's unhappy with the NCAA. All right, that's who he's unhappy with. It's not the teams that he is mad at or has an issue with. His issue has been with the NCAA and what they have in place. I mean, he thinks they ought to be following. He thinks they should be following what the NFL does. And if you're vaccinated, not testing unless you have symptoms. It's one thing to say this. Some of the vaccinated players in the NFL, this is what Dr. Alan Sills said. He says, I give him credit. He said, they've been very honest and forward with us about, hey, look, I've got symptoms. I need to be tested. He said, that part's encouraging. But they're reducing testing in the NFL. And not only that, if you're asymptomatic, they want you out 5 days, not 10. Now, basketball brings with it a little different viewpoint for this reason. You have multiple games in a week. Now, I believe, I haven't seen anything contrary to this, that Penn State is scheduled to play Delaware State on Wednesday night. I have not seen anything to the contrary. Now, I knew the Lady Lion game with Iowa, though, is out. I mean, that's been postponed. So the Lady Lion game with Iowa Thursday night is postponed. Okay? And that's because of issues with COVID on Penn State's side. Now, the Big Ten does not want forfeits. But they haven't come up, I don't think the Big Ten has come up with an official policy yet, other than the statement they made that they're, quote, working on it. Okay. Which is fine. But they don't want, you know, for example, the Big East is going to change up. They've already had, what, three forfeited games? And they don't want, that's that, you know, and you see the results of it. And all of a sudden you feel like, that's not really how to decide it. And you can't be like the Eagles hoping Washington can't play. I mean, it's not everybody's like that. Well, that's right, you wanted a forfeit, I forgot. I feel awful for bringing it up.
Or I wander under the bridge at this point. They won the game.
Imagine if they lost. Ooh, you'd have been crushed. But as of right, I mean, as of right now, the Penn State Delaware State game for Wednesday night is on at 6, so it would be on at 5:30, and then I'd take the flight on Thursday morning to Tampa. And then I've got a charter back after the game on Saturday night. That gets me, I think when it's all said and done, I think I get back here about 2 in the morning. But the game with Indiana is not till 4 in the afternoon. And Indiana's got UNC Asheville on Wednesday night. Now the Ohio State game, Ohio State is going to play Nebraska next. They decided not to play their last non-conference game. So that'll be 3 games that they miss. The Lady Lion game with Iowa is going to be rescheduled. At least I think the hope is to reschedule it, because they have not canceled the game, they've postponed the game. What they do in conference schedules in basketball is they build in 2 byes. Now they're subtle, you don't notice it. You know, the reason you don't notice it is that you don't have to live it. But because I've lived it forever, I know where they are. And it's, you play on a weekend and then you don't play till the next weekend. So instead of playing in the middle of the week, it's a bye. Then there's one other bye where you play the middle of the week and then you don't play again until the middle of the next week, and the weekend, that's a bye. So you have two byes that are built in to the basketball schedule where you can manipulate and put a game in to make up for it. Just little subtleties. Football, hard to do that. Football's hard to do that. And that's the and that's a big difference. Yeah, you know, it's you'd have to have the same bye week, and it's and that's hard to do. And so you got Joey Porter Jr. coming back. This matches up with what he told me at the end of October, so I really wasn't surprised. Jaquan Brisker's out. We all knew that. I tell you, I really like Brisker. Brisker stayed the extra year. And in staying the extra year, he enhanced his draft status. He became a first-team All-American, and he got his degree. He got his degree. And he is, you know, look, Jaquan, what did he go out of the game? Three times against Wisconsin with that shoulder problem? Well, he got through the season with it. So there's no need for him to throw himself out there anymore. Okay? Jonathan Sutherland said he's going to return. James was putting the full court press on him to return. I mean, I'm talking full court press. And expect him to play outside linebacker. Which then opens up some, you know, some where you can expect Curtis Jacobs to roam around a little bit. I think the only guys we don't officially know, I don't, you know, PJ Musfer has not officially said anything yet. And the other one would be Jesse Luchetta. And I would expect if Luchetta says anything one way or the other, it would be after the game. Mustafa, I don't know. Mustafa, by the way, is in Tampa, just so you know. Mustafa is actually there. And he's not going to play, but he's there. And Penn State yesterday did its normal Sunday practice with some modifications. And the modifications had to do with the fact that normally they do a, in the middle of practice, they go from corrections to working on the next team. Okay. Well, they already did that practice with corrections. That practice was done weeks ago. So they went into more of an Arkansas mode yesterday. Today is normally a day off in their week preparation. So they did not go to the practice field today. They did walkthroughs in the ballroom today instead of going to the practice field. Now, tomorrow they will go to the practice field, and they'll be on that practice field. And Wednesday they'll be at the practice field as well. Then they'll go to, let's see, then they'll do a walkthrough on Thursday, which is what they normally do. So this is not out of the ordinary. And then Friday is their dynamic warm-up day. They are not going to the stadium until game day. Arkansas will practice in the stadium on Friday. Arkansas practiced today, too, at the University of Tampa. So both teams are there. They're both practicing. And it's warm. Kind of like Matt's heart after an Eagles win.
Love Victory Mondays.
Victory Monday? That's what you call it?
Yeah, that's what it's called around the NFL.
What about when Nick Sirianni gets fired? What do you call that day?
Well, that in that case, it would be Black Monday, but that's not happening this year.
Yeah, he's only a first-year head coach.
And he's done a good job turning the team around. What can I say?
I don't know. What can you say? I mean, you ripped them all year. Now they win a couple games, and now he is Vince Lombardi. He is your modern-day Vince Lombardi. No?
Not quite there yet.
Bill Walsh?
No.
Hank Stram?
No.
Chuck Knox?
Yeah, no, we're not there yet with any with that group.
Belichick?
No.
Doug Peterson?
That's complicated.
Why? Because in the biggest game of his life, Doug was brilliant?
True, but then how things sputtered after that. That's why it's a little complicated.
Your last championship was 1960 with Buck Shaw. I think you owe Doug something beyond. It's
no, I do. But we're talking about when you mention these head coaches, we got to put the whole picture together.
Don Shula?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
George Halas?
No. That would be an insult to all those names.
Jay Gruden. All right.
Well, that's an insult the other way. That's an insult to Sirianni.
Taylor Lewan.
Also an insult to Sirianni.
Taylor Lewan. Tennessee Titans. This COVID deal is wild. Zero symptoms. I'm just sitting on my couch feeling fine right now. Appreciate everyone who's reached out, though. Okay. That's why they're adjusting this stuff. So, all right. We will take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. By the way, to all of you out there, the suit, by the way, has a name, image, and likeness if you want to use it. Hello?
S-U-I-T. That spells suit.
Anybody? You can give us a call. Hello? Hello? So check to see if the phone lines are working. Just see if you get a dial tone.
I'll get on that.
I mean, we announce a huge offer like this and nothing? Yeah, it's impossible. But then again, I thought he'd be on the cover of... Then again, I thought at some point he'd be on the cover of Susquehanna Life, and now they're going bye-bye. Erica had a... All it had to say was the suit. That's all it had to do. She could have stayed in business for 10 more years just on the sales of it. All right, back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
A lot of frustration right now with the Washington football team down by 21, trying to stay alive in the chase during commercial break. We'll look at what happened on that Washington bench with Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne, two defensive linemen. College teammates as well. Ooh. Well, Allen in particular was very vocal about their performance last week when they were really shredded by that Philadelphia ground game. So that's what happens.
Oh, my almighty!
Once again, Matt takes pleasure in others' misery. It's really the theme of the show.
Yeah, but I've been laughing at Washington for years now, so it's whatever at this point.
They have how many Super Bowl wins?
Three.
You have
One.
And you ran the coach out of town?
I'm pretty sure the Eagles can win two more Super Bowls before Washington can win another one. That's how bad, that's where both franchises are right now. That's how bad things are in Washington.
So the Penn State-Delaware State game, as of right now, is on. Penn State is practicing. Now, do they have everybody? No, not at this hour, but they could have everybody tomorrow. We'll see. I don't know.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So you didn't think I did any work? Huh?
That does answer my question now.
Yeah. I know you're concerned. Today's show brought to you by the great people at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. You know, we're coming up on our 10th anniversary of this show in 5 weeks. And Purdy's been with us since day one. Auto, home, life, business. Boat, motorcycle, RV, suit? No, no suit insurance. Just can't convince the companies of it. But they will get you the best price. Take care of that policy for you. Make sure you're fully insured. It's all about customer service at Purdy Insurance. All about customer service. Somebody else been with us since day one? Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, pre-owned inventory is awesome with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. And you have a great service department to go with it. Inspections, routine, complicated. It's one-stop shopping. One-stop shopping. Oh, it's Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ivan Nova, Freddie Galvis, Yasiel Puig, Chris Gittens have all signed baseball contracts to play overseas. They're getting the money, they're taking it. Admittedly, we tried very hard with the suit to see if he was interested in doing any work overseas. Not that we thought it would help him. We thought it would help us. What?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Ohio State junior wide receiver Garrett Wilson announced today he will forego his senior season. He's declared for the NFL draft. He will also opt out of the Rose Bowl. He really is a heck of a player. Not only that, he's also a good returner, especially on punt returns. And that's where he and Dotson are very much the same. They're both really good punt returners. The problem is now, the kickers are so good today. Guys don't get a chance at big punt returns because they kick the ball so high, or they kick in the spots, or then, of course, you've got the grounded to short guys. Average 46 yards a punt, grounded to short. Can't vote for you. I will not vote for a guy that I watch that rugby punts and the ball rolls 20 yards. I'm not going to vote for a guy like that. No way. That's not a punt. Boise State is out of the Arizona Bowl. Central Michigan, by the way, can go to the Tony the Tiger Bowl. There's nothing like seeing the big tiger in the center of the field. Also, want to make sure that Brett and Gary work the game. That's their one bowl game. And tonight, it is Miami at New Orleans. And you know what that means.
Let's go Dolphins.
I never got to the movie theater. So I went out and yesterday bought No Time to Die, the latest Bond movie. That's going on tonight. I'll check in with this masterpiece later. I'm not watching that.
I'll at least be keeping an eye on it. I'll see. I don't even know if it's on ABC or not. If it's not, then I'll probably pass.
It says ESPN here.
Okay.
So what, you need the Saints to lose?
Yes, in fact, the Eagles could clinch a playoff spot next week if New Orleans loses tonight or next week against Carolina, San Francisco beats Houston, and the Eagles beat Washington. And if Green Bay beats Minnesota.
So if Ian Book throws for 300 tonight and four touchdowns, you're cooked.
That won't be ideal, let's just say. Then I'll just become a Panthers fan next week.
And who do the Panthers face?
They'll play New Orleans next week, which I wouldn't count on because Carolina's a mess right now. So I'd like to see Miami come through tonight.
So it's another night of hate for you.
Scoreboard watching, I like to call it.
Scoreboard, I know how you do things. It's hate.
And I like Miami tonight.
Okay.
For what it's worth.
Okay. The good for you.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I'll tell you about Bond tomorrow.
That'll do.
I'm telling you right now, between the two of us, I know who made the better choice.
I have no doubt in my mind.
Oh, I have no doubt in my mind. I've been wanting to see this movie. My schedule has not been exactly lined up to see it. I'm finally going to get a chance to watch it. Okay. Daniel Craig's last shot at being Bond. So Girardi watched it. Girardi loved it. He says, you got to see this. You got to see this. All right. I'll give you a review tomorrow. Sue compared himself once to Bond. I jumped right in to the conversation. I said, yes, I would like to compare you to Bond. I can't do it favorably. All right, so.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells found.
In fact, I couldn't even compare the suit favorably to Bond villains. What do you think you are, Eric Goldfinger? What? Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. There you go. Now, that is a realistic villain right there. Come on. You're going to be watching Tua Tagovailoa. Look, I already saw his brother play in person. We're done. You know, Gesicki. In fact, I'll make you feel better. I'll pop it in at 6. Then maybe about 9 when it's over, I'll check it and see how the game's going. How about that?
That's excellent timing on your part. That's good
planning. I will do that for you. Because I need to have the ability to make fun of your choices tomorrow.
And then if and when Miami's winning, I'll text you at 9 o'clock.
Well, no, I mean, if it's really good and really well announced, then I'll be like, you know, involved. It's 8:15 tonight, right?
Correct.
Let's see. Fangio says he deserves another year. Clyde Edwards-Helaire says he's week to week, but then aren't we all? Panthers sent home after multiple positive tests. Nagy, like Fangio says, I deserve another year. Matt Nagy assumes he'll coach the Bears the last two games.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
This is a great win at Seattle yesterday.
Exactly, he should after that.
They're favored over the Giants. Vaccinated NBA players can now return sooner. again, you've got to make these adaptations because now we know more. They're going to replace a protocol that required league personnel to wait 10 days to test out a quarantine on a return to competition. New protocol includes players, coaches, staff, and referees. Individuals can still test out a quarantine with two negative tests 24 hours apart. And now a vaccinated player can clear quarantine in the NBA after 6 days if COVID-19 testing data shows they're no longer at risk to be infectious. Okay. Again, you get more information, you adapt. Matt's mad that the NFL adapted, and he feels like they tried to pull the wool over everybody's eyes with the interviews. He can't be interviewed about a policy that's not in place. I tried to tell you that. You can't be interviewed about a policy that's not in place.
Now that I understand the timeline of things, okay, I'll take that back.
Come on. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver told Malika Andrews of ESPN on the NBA Today that Omicron is responsible for 90% of the league's recent COVID cases. Okay. The decision to shorten the quarantine in the NBA to 6 days is based upon expert research and data, including the league's own, that shows no one with a cycle threshold over 35 is shown to be infectious again after 5 or 6 days. There you go. That's why they're coming up with these new COVID quarantine policies. The NFL, the NBA, and this is something that college basketball needs and college football needs to do too. Need to do the same thing. Just follow what they're doing. The SEC and the Big East altering their policies in basketball. And the Mid-American Conference joined them as well. The policies for the three conferences establish that men's and women's teams will be required to play if 7 scholarship athletes and 1 countable coaching staff member are available. The SEC gives teams the option to play with fewer players or coaches if they choose. If a team can't play, both leagues say the game will be rescheduled or declared no contest, not a forfeit. Wisconsin, of course, was supposed to play George Mason, can't play. Ohio State had their... I think Ohio State was playing New Orleans, I think. They're out. But Penn State's game with Delaware State at this hour is on. And Penn State's practicing. They're practicing today. They don't have everybody. They don't have everybody. But they're practicing today. Among top 25 teams, there are several games scheduled for tomorrow. Scheduled for Wednesday. 2 of them have been postponed. Everybody else is on. Tennessee, Alabama on. Illinois State, Wisconsin on. Missouri, Kentucky, and an SEC game on. Seton Hall, Providence, Big East on, LSU, Auburn, SEC on, Nicholls State, Purdue on, High Point, Michigan State on. The 2 games in the top 25 canceled for Wednesday or postponed for Wednesday. Postponed. ACC game between Duke, Clemson postponed, and a game between Harvard and Kansas in Lawrence has been canceled. It's a non-conference game they'll cancel. Let's see. Colorado State and New Mexico are postponed. Cincinnati, Houston postponed. Ohio State, New Orleans canceled. All the other games tomorrow are on. And let's see. Brown, Syracuse, and Texas A&M has a game as well. Non-con. Who are they playing? They are playing Dallas Christian. They say Texas A&M has a 99.9% chance of winning. Let's just check out Dallas Christian's record here. It doesn't look good. They haven't won a game yet. That's not good. No wonder it's 99.9%. Now, when does Bucknell play next?
That will be after the new year, January 4th, 5th, something like that. They'll begin conference play.
Okay. Penn State, Delaware State, their predictor says 97.4%. Wow. Man, I have no idea how this thing's going to turn out. None. Obviously, I never do going in. But I was doing a lot of the stats, like the, you know, the analytics. And I worked more from the bottom up. How about that? It just made it easier.
Actually, Boston, they're at Boston U on New Year's Day. My bad there.
Oh, there.
Yeah,
there
so they start New Year's Day. Conference games. First home game from the end of the conference against Army on the 4th.
Yeah, you were thinking about when you had to work. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying you're thinking of the schedule in your head is about when you had to work next.
Correct.
Right, yeah, that's fine. I understand that. All right, we'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Pulls in zone. And this time it is caught by guess who? Jimmy Graham, the former Seahawk. With the touchdown grab. Foles, design roll. Foles, back in the end zone. And it's Demir Byrd. And he makes the catch and converts.
You, sir, are my hero.
Didn't you guys get rid of him after winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that was a tough one to swallow.
I mean, it's the first guy since Norm Van Brocklin to win a championship game for you. You told me to get a cab.
They very nicely.
They told them not to let the revolving door hit them on the way out. it's unreal.
Nah, they cut ties nicely, as they should have.
You got booed going to the airport. Somebody screamed out, "Look, everybody, it's Santa Claus. Boo." Oh, I'm sorry. It was Nick Foles. Oh,
sorry.
No, well, first of all, we've moved on from the Santa Claus thing. Second of all,
no,
Saint
you
Nick.
You will never move on from the Santa Claus thing.
Anyway, he's called Nick in Philly, and there's even signs to prove it.
You boot him, you don't boo Santa Claus. You just don't do it. Okay, they don't even do that in New York. And that's a rough crowd.
Yeah, maybe they'll boo the Statue of Liberty, but whatever.
Statue of Liberty?
I'm talking about the New York fans. And if they're not, they're pretty close to it because their football teams stink out loud.
I mean, You boo street vendors who don't have the right pretzels. It's just bad.
It's not good.
All right. With COVID, I will tell everybody that when I went to do the blue-white game, that was the last time I had any thought. I just went into the game and had no thought the game that scrimmage was going to be canceled. I did baseball all last summer, not once did I have a single thought that anything would be canceled. I went through an entire football season, not one time woke up, thought something was going to be canceled. I went through the first month of the college basketball season, same thing. Not one time even remotely thought of anything being canceled. Zero. Now in the last 2 weeks, I'm back to where I was a year ago, where I wake up every day saying, okay, what do we got here today? What are we, you know, what are we going to do? Everything on? All right. We're playing. Okay. I'm back to the same mindset I had a year ago. Tom Elling on Facebook says, I can see the demise of bowl games in the near future, which will probably expand the playoffs. No, Tom, not going to happen. I just outlined for everybody, no uncertain terms, ESPN, it's programming. People are watching. You've had 13 bowl games played. The only two that didn't crack a million viewers, were two afternoon games. One on a Friday afternoon, the Bahamas Bowl, and one on a Monday afternoon, the Myrtle Beach Bowl at 2:30. The only two that didn't crack a million. CNN hasn't cracked a million in months. Night after night after night, CNN doesn't get a million viewers. They throw on 11 bowl games, they got a million. This isn't the demise of the bowl system. ESPN owns 14 of them, and they are not getting rid of them. They are programming programs. It's a million viewers apiece.